Ali, gompieno re lebelela moletlo wa mmino Mahika Mahikeng Cultural Festival. Mongwe wa diopedi tse di tileng go diragatsa kwa moletlong ono ke seopedi sa mmino wa R&B go tswa ka kwa America, yo itsegeng ka dipina di tshwana le Superwoman, I'd Rather Be Alone, ke bua ka Karen White. White o fentse dikabo di le mmalwa go akaretsa go tlhophiwa go gaisana le dikabo tsa Grammy makgetlho a le mabedi. Re mo amogela mo studio, Karen Matshidiso White. I know that you have been bestowed the name Matshidiso by the tribe of Barolong Boratsi Dikgosi Montshiwa. Let's first officially welcoming you. Let's get your reaction on being welcomed by that Khotla event and being named, given a Tswana name, a beautiful name, blessing Matshidiso.
Yes, first of all, it was such an honor, my God, being in the presence of the chief and the culture, the tribe. The welcome was beautiful, and I was really it was just overwhelmed with blessings and just joy, a lot of joy, and just I didn't expect that. So my daughter's like, I should have been there. I'm like, I didn't know.
So that we can also give her
right. They would have probably given her a name too.
I believe so. Wow. So now let's look at, this is not your first visit to the country. Last year you were in a different part of the country.
Yes.
How has the reception been up here in Mahikeng, the Northwest, among the Botswana nation, the Botswana people?
Well, it was always amazing. You know, I've gone to Cape Town and Johannesburg and Pretoria, but this has been emotionally just a beautiful experience. Like I said, just the love has been beyond. So I've never experienced that. Even on my fan page, they're like, wow, like this is something special. We've never seen this kind of where you're in with the culture amongst the people, because before I come and, you know, do the interviews and things like that for TV and radio, but being with the culture of people and the tribes, it's just really, really getting a taste of the city, more so than just, you know, doing press.
That's the nature of Botswana, Matshidiso. So let's look at now the cultural event, Mahika Mahikeng. This event, unlike your previous performances in the country, you'll be performing with a South African band. Mm-hmm. Can we maybe expect a different element to your performance?
Well, I've always performed with South African bands. I've, for the last three times, and they have been some of the most incredible musicians. So once, at first I had trepidation about coming, but I'm so glad that I did, because I definitely felt like it was important to give back with bringing, you know, not bringing my band, but using musicians from here. And once I did, they were just incredible, so talented. And I've got some of the most incredible musicians. And the difference is that we're going to be doing, I really made sure this time that I did what South African people want, which I want to talk to you about too a little later, about my song list, because I didn't want to do songs that they didn't really know, any new material. I just wanted to just hit them with the songs that they love and remember, and that can take them back, and we can all enjoy it. Because I'm going to be the headliner, so it's a lot of music happening that night, right?
A lot of music.
It's like, I feel like I'm going to be like, okay, you know, they're going to be like, you know, let's get to it.
They'll get their money's worth.
Yes.
Now, looking at, maybe before we get into that song list.
Oh, good. Okay.
Everybody seems to be very excited. Karen White is in the country. All of this excitement that you see from across all South Africans. Can we maybe expect some new material? Are you working on something at the moment?
That's the goal. Not at the moment, but we're in planning stages. We know that we definitely, this year and 2024, we'll be releasing some great music. And I mean, my prerequisite is that I definitely love, I'm a piano, and I love the Afro soul pop. So I'm like, I feel like I may be older, but my spirit is young. So I'm like, I definitely want to do some hip, you know, I want to make sure that it's hot and relevant, you know?
I hear you. So when you're talking about hot and relevant, some of your music, especially in the music that you released in the 80s, was a bit upbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Songs like The Way You Love Me, they were a bit upbeat compared to I'd Rather Be Alone, Superwoman. Can we expect maybe that kind of a sound, perhaps even collaboration with South African artists, as you mentioned, even Amapiano?
Yes, I would love to. That's what it's all about. I've been listening to, you know, a lot of the great artists. My daughter really loves Tyla, and she's like, you know, Mom, you need to do something like that, with, you know. So I would definitely, something that's appropriate, you know what I'm saying? I definitely want to make sure that my subject matter has always got to be, you know, for my women out here.
And
I got to speak for my sisters, right?
Mm-hmm. And woman to woman, you have a resemblance of Tyla in a way. If you two were put by side, one would say you're maybe Tyla's mother.
Mother.
There's a bit of a resemblance.
Oh, man.
Let's get into now that song list. What can people expect at the Mahika Mahiken Cultural Festival? Maybe even after the list, give us a taste of the music.
Well, first, okay, it's not even so much my list. I wanted to ask you, because trust me, I have a whole, 12 songs that we were going to do, but I talked to my promoter and I said, please, just from being around the people, they were just saying, give us the hits, give us what we love. So I didn't want to get up there and do things that mainly weren't, you know, it's like they've been sitting through, you know, how many hours of music, right, from... When does it start tomorrow? 12 o'clock?
From 12 in the
From when I come on as a headliner. So it's like, I know how I would feel. So can you tell me what songs should I better not get on stage and not sing?
I think definitely speaking on behalf of all South Africans, all the Botswana people, Superwoman.
Of course.
I'd Rather Be Alone.
Of course.
Romantic.
Oh, Romantic. Thank you.
The Way You Love Me.
Oh.
I think the song The Way You Love Me is
what I think about your loving and how good it can be.
It's a beautiful song, and it inspires that women being able to appreciate men that love them right. You know, we have a problem of gender-based violence in the country.
Yes.
So having a song that gives a woman a reason to go for a man that loves her right. That
I love it. Thank you.
One of the songs we should have.
Okay, so, and then Can I Stay With You, of course. I'm doing that. That's, you know,
definitely.
Speaking to, that's my sexy song.
Definitely.
To the men who think that I'm such a complainer. Like, you're always complaining in your music. But I said, on this song, this is for you, because I'm telling you how you just gonna get it every way you like, everything you want, whatever you need. I'm just surrendering as a woman to you.
Yeah.
So then we're talking about Make Him Do Right. I'm gonna do a little bit of medley of that. Here Comes the Pain. Love Salt. Do you know that one with Babyface, the duet?
I'll have to look that one up.
Oh, okay.
I'll have to look that one up.
Okay.
Let me just get in there, Karen. Maybe just give us a taste, because now we'll have to go to the news. Just a taste of what the listeners can expect tomorrow at the Mahika Mahiken Cultural Festival.
A taste, meaning vocally?
Yes, please.
Meaning vocally?
Yes, please.
I don't know what I want to sing. I don't know.
Superwoman?
Oh. I'm not your superwoman. Come on, y'all got to do it. Hey. I'm not the kind of girl that you can lay down and think that everything is okay. Boy, I'm only human. Yeah. You can tell my voice is matured.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Karen. Ke Karen White, Matsiri. So Karen White, so pedi sa mino wa R&B. O tla ba le ka go tira halong e o ya Mahika Mahiken Cultural Festival ka moso le gompieno ntse etswelela jalo ke kopa ke tira halo ya malatsi a le mane. Tla re khutlisa motho etso re lebogele thetso ya gago le seabe sa gago mo thulaganyong ya Itlhabe Botlhale. Ke leboge motlhagisi le bogang korogo motlhagisi wa setegeniki, tshegofatso Mathibela motlhagisi mogolo Mesisiriti le motlhagisi mogolo motlhagisi Mokhutsa Magatota Boitumelo Korogo. Nna ke ke lebogile tsere go pana gape ka moso magareng ga ura ya some le bobedi le ura ya bongwe ga jana dimakatse mo taung ka kgasedikgang ya ura ya bongwe sala sentle.